The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. We'll be hearing from Kira Edwards, who's participation manager at Wales Netball, shortly. But first, Vicky Sutton, CEO. And I suppose with the news from last week, how have you found it now that Cardiff Dragons are going to be part of things moving forward?
Naturally thrilled for us. It's been 8 months of really hard work. We've given our all into the process. We used some professional services to help us put our bid in. You know, we wanted to do absolutely everything that we could to make sure that we were part of that league moving forward. And, you know, you've seen a bit of a turnaround on court, but there's been a lot of work behind the scenes over the last few years as well. So really thrilled that we're the only non-English team in there and our hard work's paid off. But it's only the start. You know, we've got a 10-year process ahead of us that will see netball rise to new heights in the UK and start to hopefully influence some worldwide netball following as well. So really excited for Dragons, really relieved, glad that I'm able to talk about it in public to people like you, Andy, because it's been a secret that's been challenging to keep because of the positivity of it for Dragons. But yeah, obviously thrilled that it's out there now.
We'll certainly need that presence in the Netball Super League, don't they? Have you just about got over things, or are you still feeling a bit weddy blino?
I think nice. I love that from you. Congrats. I think a process like that is exhausting, regardless of whether the decision is positive or negative. And, you know, not forgetting, obviously, there's, you know, four of our friendly rivals that have got a negative outcome of the process. My heart goes out to them, of course, and we're trying to support them as best that we can. Mm. But even with a positive outcome, it takes it out of you. It really does. So yeah, I'm looking forward to a bit of time off in July, a bit of a reset. Looking forward to our two arena games this Saturday and next Saturday. But yeah, you know, being a CEO, it's great and it's an honour and it's a privilege, but, you know, it takes it out of you. It really does. And I'll never shy away from talking about the challenges of leadership, because I don't want to paint a picture that's not real.
2.0 is about playing games at arenas as well. Obviously, Rhinos and then that final game against Team Bath. A lot has been said, obviously, about bigger venues, attracting new fans, but what is each franchise committed to in regard to this next season?
Yeah, different for different franchises. As Dragons, will play at least four in the Utilita Arena. Maybe a few more. We're just figuring out what that looks like. Likely still play a couple in House of Sport, just to manage a sensible transition. Don't forget, in 2022 season, we were in Sport Wales, which is like 500 seats. I mean, there are more, but some you just couldn't really see from, so they never really got filled. So we've gone 500 seats in 2022 to just over 1,000 2023, to now still just over 1,000, but then two games in a, you know, 2,800 seater venue that can take more people. So our growth's been tremendous. So we, you know, we don't want to go straight to an arena for every game in 2025, because that would be unmanageable. So it's about a sensible transition for us that was, you know, formed part of our bid, but definitely in the Utilita, around 50% of our games next year, if not slightly more. I can't speak for other franchises, but I know that it's been widely reported that 600 games across the league will be in arenas. So that, you know, but it'll be different for each franchise.
I appreciate you can't speak for other franchises, but we did see that statement from Sirens Online that they needed to find an additional $500,000 each year. I suppose, are you able to share a little on some of the criteria that needed to be met?
I think the business modelling is a really key point around this. It's very easy for people to look at performances and think, oh, well, why is this team not in, or why is that team not in, you know, because they've done X, Y, and Z. And, you know, performance is important, of course, at the end of the day, that's the product, and it needs to be as exciting as possible. But also, these franchises are businesses, and the business modelling behind each application will have been slightly different. At Dragon, since I took over, we've really worked on our business model. We've got multiple sources of income now that we've unlocked over the past few years, and that's put us in a really stable financial position from which to launch our application. every franchise will do things differently. Every franchise will have different income from different places and different ownership models. Again, I can't speak for other franchises, but yeah. I know that it does cost a lot of money. You know, arena hire is expensive. It's fantastic that the player salaries are increasing, but naturally that means more money that the franchise has to spend. But also with all of that, you know, expensive stuff comes a better attraction for fans to come and pay to see those games. So, you know, yes, more expenditure, but also a lot more potential income as well. And that's what those arenas will bring with them too. But, you know, everyone's arena hire costs will be different. Everyone's travel costs will be different. But as franchises, we know our own model and we know what we're all capable of. Yeah, so exciting to see how that unravels itself over the next 10 years. And yeah, you know, women's sport is on the rise. We see it in, you know, rugby, football, cricket, tennis all the time. It's netball's turn now. You know, there's that great report by Deloitte that women's sport will increase in value 10% every year. So, you know, we've got no concerns going to our sponsors and saying, look at where we are now, look at where we're going to be for the next 10 years. If you could want to get on board, you're going to have to increase your investment.
We'll hear from Kira on growth and participation shortly, but I suppose a thriving and healthy Dragons as well is also key to that.
Yeah, naturally, look, being the only non-English franchise in the league is a great achievement. Obviously, sad for our Scottish counterparts because we, you know, we always enjoy playing them. It's a great rivalry between Wales and Scotland, regardless of what entity is playing. But obviously, really important. You only have to look at the Roses' success over the past few years. And actually, as their close neighbours, we've benefited from that. We've seen more people come to play netball. We've seen a greater demand when we've put our stuff on TV. So, you know, aligning with England in the Super League and sort of now the NPL as well is really important for us. And as I say to Fran quite often, if Wales get better, that's brilliant because it's a short trip to play Wales compared to some of the destinations they have to go to at the moment. So, yeah, looking forward to developing the Wales-England rivalry over the next few years. And obviously, it's in our bigger, better, bolder after the year's Wales netball that we do move up the world rankings. And naturally, the Super League will only help that.
How important will Lexi Nexus be and obviously Tantrum as well? Are they in for next couple of years as well?
Yeah, so the challenge has been, obviously, without knowing if we were in the Super League, you can't negotiate any long-term sponsorship deals. Now that we know we are in the league, obviously, we'll go back to the likes of LexisNexis, our headline partner, and talk to them about a longer-term relationship. We'll do that with all of our sponsors. They've all been kept in the loop as much as we could to date, but now it's, yeah, I've got a exciting few weeks of meetings with them to talk about a longer term. It sounds like we're dating, doesn't it, to talk about a long-term relationship with them. We've just been flirting with our one-year partnership.
Aye.
So yeah, excited to put some roots down with some fantastic partners, Cardiff University, Ridgecrest Cleaning, LexisNexis. We've also got great support from local businesses, Cardiff Life, Visit Cardiff, Cardiff Council are fantastic. Obviously O'Neill's we've worked with for a long, long time. So looking forward to continuing with them. And Netball UK, one of our more recent partners as well. Yeah, looking forward to hopefully all of those featuring for the, you know, a long time to come.
How happy have you been with Dragons on court this season?
Yes, very. More happy recently. So we obviously had a big win against Saracens Mavericks on Saturday, away from home. Remember when we played them in the opening round, it was a draw. So we were all expecting a really tough game. And the Dragons players were phenomenal. The bench was phenomenal. I think there was probably only 20 of us in the crowd, but we were loud. And yeah, it was a great atmosphere for all involved. So that was the biggest winning margin of that round. And it was so lovely to finally see Dragons fulfill their potential. It was similar to the Stars game when we beat Stars at home earlier in the season. So nice to get a solid four-quarter performance back out on court and look forward to hopefully doing that against Rhinos this Saturday and Bath next Saturday. So we're in seventh currently. Don't forget, we've been 10th or 9th the last few seasons. So to be sitting in seventh, well, it's not top four. it's a monumental achievement. You know, if we move up two or three places every season, it won't be long before we're in the top four. So the girls are getting comfortable winning and understanding what it takes to win. So yeah, hopefully two more positive results. But that, you know, it won't be easy. Two very challenging teams to play, but looking forward to that potential being fulfilled as much as possible over the next few weeks.
And Vicky, just a message, I suppose, for Dragons fans. Obviously, thank you for showing your support this season and just being part of the league moving forward. You're only just getting started, really, aren't you?
We are. And look, we've put our fans through a lot over the last few years, and they're so incredibly loyal. You know, not only some performances on court that haven't quite been where we wanted them to be over the last few years, the name change as well, you know, going from Celtic Dragons to Cardiff Dragons, and our fans have been amazing. You know, we've quadrupled our season ticket holders this season. We're expecting big numbers in the arenas, but hopefully people are starting to see the work behind the scenes paying off, and we're playing a really exciting brand of netball. So it's really exciting for me that we're starting to get people that don't play netball themselves come to watch Dragons because of the sheer entertainment of it. And we've got more than 11,000 people in Wales playing netball on a regular basis, and an additional 300,000 in schools, which is great. But the thing that is super exciting, like I said, is people that don't typically play netball in school or in clubs realising actually how entertaining netball is. And actually, it might be better value for money for a family night out than the cinema or the theatre or going out for an expensive meal. So that, for me, is exciting. And that is the true power of netball being unlocked and having that captivating product that Claire and Fran talk about.
Tickets online for those final games at the arena, online at cardiffdragons.com. And in the meantime, Vicky, breathe out. Thank you so much again for your time.
Thanks, Andy. As always, thank you for your support. I know that the announcement has been challenging for you because you obviously have some clubs that you've followed for a long, long time. And I know there'll be other people in the same boat as you. And I think all I'd ask is netball as a whole, the direction of travel that we're on is exciting. And if people can find it in their hearts to support one of the new teams or one of the existing teams that are moving forward, then, you know, we'll do our very best to give you a fantastic fan experience.
Hi, this is Nia Jones, and you are listening to The Netball Show with Andy Lang.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted now to speak to Kira Edwards, Head of Participation at Wales Netball. Kira, welcome to your first debut appearance on the podcast.
Thanks very much. Delighted to be here.
First of all, before we look at the league this season, you joined last March, and I suppose, how have you found it? What's been the biggest things that you've been pleased with so far?
Oh, wow. That's such a big question, Andy. So,
there you go.
Yeah, I've been here since the end of March last year as Head of Participation, so everything kind of community and grassroots in Wales. I mean, it's been an absolute roller coaster, but been brilliant. And the biggest thing that I've been pleased with, oh, we've done so much. I mean, obviously, National League and the launch of National League has been amazing. I kind of joined halfway through that roller coaster, but to see it happen last year was great. And then the improvements we've made this year. We've done some other brilliant stuff, like we brought back our senior national clubs tournament, which was something we haven't had for a while and which was brilliant to see in November. We are, and this is a bit of a, we haven't yet launched this, but we've done a collaboration with Street Games on some kind of doorstep sporty netball. So watch out for some information on that coming in the coming months. So yeah, loads going on in participation, from different programs to our different competitions and all of that in between. A few weeks ago, I was in the Houses of Parliament. I'm speaking to MPs and at an event talking about our seated netball program, which is for older adults and for those who are less mobile. So yeah, been all over the place, and it's been really, really interesting, and it's just going to carry on being a great place to work, I think.
And what about numbers of participations, like those numbers, actual numbers taking part?
Absolutely. So that's something we've completely smashed through the roof this year. So I think it was, I can't remember now, but 2024, and maybe it was January, February, March, I can't remember, but we've hit our highest number of members ever. And continuing to smash through that. So I think we're probably at, I need to check the system, but 10,500 members, and the statistic who's playing netball across Wales is, you know, at about 100,000, because we have people playing in social leagues and schools and all of those things. So from a Wales netball perspective, we have more members than ever before, and it's only growing.
National League obviously launched last year and really goes from strength to strength, doesn't it? Then we're welcoming those two new teams as well.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, that's a big part of it. So adding two new teams. So we've added Coastal Heat, who are from the Athenid-Towie region, and Powys Sparks, who are from Powys, obviously the middle of Wales, huge, beautiful area. And it's been great to have them on board. So now we've got representation from the whole of Wales playing in our National League. And it only, you know, it brings more games to everyone. But it is definitely varied what we've seen already. And we have Coastal Heat, are sitting second in the table, undefeated in our first competition day. And they're only second on goal difference. So, you know, they've come in from nowhere and are doing really well. And Power Sparks, who generally there's less netball going on in Powers just because of geographical barriers and things like that. They've come out fighting, and their first match, they beat West Wales by 2 goals. So, yeah, it's been definitely shaken up the competition this year just to bring those two teams in, expanded the amount of hours of great netball we all get to see, and, yeah, made who's going to win this anyone's guess.
And obviously the likes of Volcanoes won last year. How they're doing so far?
They are doing pretty well, yeah. So they've also won 2 out of 2 matches. They are sitting third in the table. And again, that's just on goal difference. It's not on point. So at the top of the table, we have Northeast Inferno. Then we have Coastal Heat is second, as I've already mentioned, and Valley Volcanoes is third. But all of those three teams have won both of their games they've had so far. They're all on 10 points. So, yeah, absolutely still in there and challenging this year.
We saw those changes to the league this week. Any changes or possible changes on the way in player eligibility to play in the league?
For National League. So that isn't something that we've looked at yet. You know, obviously the announcement about the Super League is very, very fresh for everyone, including ourselves in Wales netball. So that's not something that we've looked at. One thing that we will keep really core and have done this year is that National League is supposed to be our highest level of community netball. So it's giving those people who aren't in performance pathways or have been and have, you know, fallen out or aren't in the national squad, but are still absolutely brilliant netballers, that space to play that netball in Wales. And that's the core of this competition, really, and something that we will always maintain, however the specific eligibility criteria looks like.
And that obviously is the case, given the fact that it's Wales netball alone as well. So from last season to this season, what are some of those, as opposed to learnings that you've learned?
Yeah, so we've absolutely had quite a few learnings. You know, that was the first year we did it. It was a little bit of a pilot year, brilliant, but definitely let's see what happens. So we're really, really keen in Wales netball on learnings, developing, continuous improvement. So, for instance, one of the big changes that we've made this year is that we've changed the squad structure. Last year, each team had a squad of 18, and then they would pick 12 for each match day and tell us just ahead of that. What we've done this year is change it to give a bit more clarity to the athletes who are in those squads and to those management teams. And so we have 12 named squad match day players, and then they name 3 training partners and 3 training associates to obviously support them in that training environment. And then they can be pulled up into the match day squad if there's an injury, for instance, or someone goes on long-term sick, then the training partners would be advanced, and then subsequently the training associates. So that's one of our big changes from a structure perspective, and we were already getting great feedback on that, and we're hoping it will improve the quality of the netball that we'll see as well. From a commercial point of view, I got feedback on, We want more spectator space. So, for instance, Bangor has quite a small spectator space, but we managed to move some things around, and we doubled the capacity of that this year. Plus, we introduced a more flexible ticketing structure. So we went from just requiring people to buy full days to buy morning, afternoon, or full days. And that worked really well in the Bangor event that's just gone, and we completely sold out those tickets, and people could by what worked for them. And then the second, and actually probably more important commercial thing that we've made, is that we've got even more partners on board this year and team sponsors, which is so, so fab, as we know that that's really key for the growth of women's sports. So we've got five different partners across the teams. Southeast Blaze team has got Mectech and the Print Co as sponsoring them. Our Valley Volcanoes team, we've got Gallery Loft Conversion, so that one's coming over from last year. And Tantrum, who was our old headline sponsor, and Powys have got Butte Energy. But the really big thing for National League this year is that, as you will know, we now have a title sponsor. So National League is actually the Fleet EV National League. And Fleet EV are a brilliant partner. They are all about sustainability. They're about sustainable electric car fleets. They came to watch our first one at Bangor. The CEO came and he loved it. Yeah, so brilliant partners all around, which is only helping us grow the league.
And on a wider scale as well, Dragons are really helping push the National League as well, Anna.
Absolutely. So we need good standard of netball in Wales to help inspire the next generation. You know, it makes my job as head of participation easier, having some brilliant netball and brilliant athletes and brilliant women to aspire to. And the Dragons do a brilliant job of that. They interact with the crowd well. They're all great role models. And they really, set that point for everyone else in Wales to aspire to. And that includes our Fleet EV National League athletes as well. So,
and
yeah.
Certainly businesses aren't missing out on this as well. Tell me a bit more about Netball Means Business.
So that's our kind of workplace netball tournament. Thanks for asking about that. Yeah, so we wanted to create an opportunity for adults of both all genders to kind of play together in a fun space. Some people who probably hadn't got into netball before, hadn't thought of trying it or hadn't tried it for a long time. We think it's a brilliant game. We think it's really great for team bonding and, of course, fun. And so Netball Means Business is our workplace netball tournament. It's happening in July in Cardiff. It's a pilot. I think it's July the 5th, so the day after the general election, happening in Cardiff. You can have up to 12 players, any gender, come along and we do a mini tournament, obviously, of normal netball. We're doing a mini tournament of our new kind of street netball, which is called Blitz Netball. That'll be the first ever time that's tried, so it's worth it just for that. And then equally, we're going to have some of our Welsh Feathers doing a masterclass. So lots of things involved, some food and drink, great opportunity to network, to build bonds with your colleagues. So, yeah. Email us in at Wales Netball. It's all over our socials. Definitely come and join that. And hopefully then we can get more people playing netball that would never have thought about doing it before, as well as having a lot of fun.
And finally,